Great. Ulakoot, hello. Welcome back to Spilling Labrador Tea Under Cedar Trees with Kate and Mads.
Hello, everybody. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
I think we have a pattern now of recording on Sundays.
Yeah, I mean, Sundays are for rest, right? This is restful.
This is restful. This is fun.
I could be in my PJs and do this.
And also in Victoria, everything's closed on Sundays. So
Yeah.
there is
Other than the
to
brunch places, but then it's lineup, so I'd rather stay at home.
You gotta like stretch before you try to make those brunch lines. It's brutal out there.
Yeah. What's been going on?
Like lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did we talk last? I mean,
I talk to you every single day of my life.
yeah.
So
Podcast-wise.
the last time we recorded a conversation was October. So big thank you and sorry for patience, and we're back at it.
We're back at it. Lots has happened for both of us in the last couple months. You want to do recap?
A quick one.
Quick one. Fast.
Yeah.
Work got really, really busy for me, and I was just stressed.
You started a new job.
Well, before, for one of the reasons why we hadn't done recording, COVID was rampant and hit work pretty hard, in like late November. So yeah, I kind of just died for a few months. And then yeah, I started a new job at the beginning of February. Now working at the Victoria Native Friendship Center. Bow, bow, bow. Which has been really exciting and really fun. I'm still working my other job part-time, but I mean, it's been nice. It's been easy breezy so far, but I've been warned that things will get busy. So what's been going on with you? I mean, we're gonna get into more of your stuff in a
Later.
later episode, but
Yeah. Yes. No, we are all very thrilled that teacher has a new job working back in community. And for myself, holy doodle noodle, just like work so hard. which is great, and I love my work, and it's been super wonderful. But it's really cool that we're launching a new project, and it's only in the north, but we'll talk about that later. And then, of course, like still trying to get this degree. Let's get this paper.
Let's get this paper.
Yes. So I'm just writing reflection papers like my life depends on it, because it kind of does. But that's okay, because we're almost done with the coursework part of the master's degree,
So
everybody.
proud of you.
Thank you.
So proud of you.
Thank you. Just one more
It's
class,
been a
and
long journey.
I don't want to do it anymore.
You're like, I'm done. All right. We already said that master getting a master's was code for, committing murder, and now
Yeah.
you're like, I might actually.
Actually,
So
yeah. Grad school is a gift. But yes, and then we'll get into more in a little bit. But I got to visit the North for the first time, and so that will be the next episode.
I was really excited to talk about it.
A recipe in the Arctic. Yes, super cool. But today is also going to be probably most the funnest episodes we're going to have.
Yeah, we're finally starting that trend of what are we gonna do today? Interviews.
Interview.
We're gonna have a guest today, and our chosen victim is. Well,
It's
first, what is our topic?
we're always inching closer and closer to a true crime podcast. But we're the ones committing the crimes. Today we're gonna be talking about art.
And we're gonna see how that, like, what direction our conversation goes in. But art is the general theme of what today is going to be about. And our deadly guest today is
Jessica Joseph, the Songhees Nation.
All right, I'm gonna swap headphones.
Tight, tight.
You can keep yours on.
Okay.
One of us has to hear.
Right, there'll be like some smooth transitions. Love to see it. Love to see it.
All right, Jessica.
Who the heck are you?
It's Squishel. My name is Jessica Joseph from Songhees Nation. I got ties up to Nchalna. Shout out to the Charlie family through my grandmother's side, Violet Charlie, and connections by Charlie Joseph in Songhees. So connections down to Delaware area and all that good jazzy stuff.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you for being here with us today.
You have no choice, though.
Honestly, I live with you.
Like, you're stuck here.
Like,
Just
we all
kind of
live
built a
in
family and a home here.
the
can't really go anywhere else at that point.
Like, Jessica, join us on the couch.
Right? Jessica, you can come out of your room. It's fine.
And I'm like, I was playing video games.
Yeah, so we thought having you on would be an excellent addition for this episode because you are very much in the art scene. You are. Don't make face at me. you've definitely started out as like a small thing for sure, but like it's grown and we would love to know more about how you got started, what's your drive for it, and I don't know, why you do it. That's why.
Isn't that the big question? Damn. Mm. That's like any, like starting any like love project. Is the best way to put it. Something you're really passionate about and like you don't really know how to get going. You're just like, well, this is pretty fun. And then you kind of just show other people that are like, you should really do this for a job. And I'm like, but can I make something that I really love into like a work thing? Because it's a creative outlet. You don't want it to feel like a job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But also like you don't want to be working the 9-to-5 kind of energy. And like previously, like I did that already, like work wise. And I was like going through with it, did a lot of labor intensive jobs and that sort of a thing. And then now it's kind of like, being able to embrace my own creativity and taking the time to learn about my own culture and medicines and that kind of translates through it.
Mm-hmm.
But like to pull it all back, I was just kind of just sharing my own artwork and then diving into learning Formline. So over on like the coast, there's various different types of like art. It's the best way to put it, like different nations, different families, individuals, everybody has like their own style of art and how they interpret like traditional artwork. And then so for me, it's like very contemporary Lekwungen artist. So it's like kind of using plants together and yeah, it's pretty dope. Mm-hmm. And then people were just like, hey, that's really cool. I was like, word. And you guys were like, we need a logo. And I was like, I could do that. And then, you know.
That's right. Jessica Jessica did in fact make our logo for our podcast.
Exactly.
I guess I kind of jumped the gun a little bit there and she probably should have been like, what kind of art do you do?
Yeah, it's all good. Well, yeah, I do digital artwork, you know, worked on, some larger projects, one being, with, Songhees and Season Stone, down on 901 Gordon Street in Victoria. If you want to go and kick it, there is some pretty cool artwork down there. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, I think it was so cool, like, during that process, like, seeing, like, your sketches on your iPad of, like, okay, like, I think this is what I want it to look like. I think this is, like, this is what it's gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
Then actually, like, going through the store and being like, Jessica, like, you made this. Like, yeah. Now it's, like, I can touch it. I'm touching it. Like, I'm touching this, like, piece of, like, beautiful art. I'm touching the seed or, like... Mm-hmm. It's wild. And, like, the live wall that they did is, like, super dope, too. Oh, my God, too.
It's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know. It was enough for me to be, like, I can look after a moss wall. I can spray it down with water, like, once a week, just to keep it moist. I could do that.
No, it was amazing getting to watch that process. And then, I mean, bragging rights now, being like, brah, that was my... My roommate made that.
Yeah. Big vibe. My roommate makes that. Oh, no. I'm just going to ask my roommate to look at it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we know. Well, we know. But for everybody else, you tend to get your inspiration from nature and putting your own little twist on it. What drew you to that kind of specific style? Because, I mean, you could have done traditional, contemporary... Lekwungen, Coast Salish, whatever, art, in any fashion, but you really, really have a pull towards nature.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of stories that come along through different styles, like more traditionally known stories are kind of conveyed. Like there's a lot, like I don't want to call them popular or like more well-known is the best way I want to describe it. So there'd be like the story about Kamosung and Down in the Gorge and... Personally, like, it's been portrayed well, where I want to shine a light on more information and more knowledge to share with other people in a larger, like, platform. So, being able to sit down with, like, knowledge keepers and ask, like, cool, like, what is, like, okay, and right off the bat, like, what does cedar do? Like, how can that be shared more widely? I was like, well, like, when the tip of cedar branches, like a new growth, like it's like a really light green, you can actually pick that off and chew it. And I was like, oh, okay. And my grandma told me that one. That's how you'd get like a lot of vitamin C that way. And so I was just like, well, that's just like a story that not many people would hear about. It'd be like, my old grandmother used to just go up there while she's on her little trail, just go grab some, snack on it, and then go on her way.
Mm.
And then so I wanted to be able to convey that in different artwork, and that's how I choose to stick alongside with like medicine, so they have a chance to be heard about.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, Grandma Vi gets so many shout outs on our podcast.
We love Grandma Vi.
We do.
She's holding it down for the team.
She is. We need to have her come on.
Right?
You're like, yeah, she does really give some really good fish though.
Too. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Blessings.
So nice.
So mountain.
Oh,
see.
So many hedgehogs.
Well, we know, but not everybody knows, that you and I kick it at UVic together.
Oh, yeah.
As faculty.
Word.
And you are in a different department from me. However, still related. So do you want to talk about, like, the cool work you did over the summer with UVic and how that's played into your art, too?
Oh, yeah, totes. I was hanging out with the archaeology department. So Darcy Matthews hired me as a community member to go and work with them. So that's under the umbrella of like Living Lab, and we're able to like work within UVic and like use the facilities and that sort of stuff. And yeah, so Darcy took us to one of our community islands and was able to teach us about, or like just show us where like big houses used to be, so like old houses where they used to be, and was sharing like knowledge about the soil and how like digging layer by layer you're able to see how much it's changed, and learning about the trade routes and just general like history that hasn't been able to be shared widely, because a lot of papers have been written about our territory, but like none of them have been really shared amongst community themselves. So the work that I brought to the table was like, well, I do art. I'm able to convey this like knowledge in like a visual way that other people are able to kind of see it through another perspective, rather than it being like, this is like a 20 pager and I need you to read this if you want to learn anything about yourself. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, can I convey this in an easier way? Like, can this be funner for other people to digest? So being able to go through that and have him kind of give some like information about certain like artifacts that were found, and he's like, well, this is like this was like a hammer that was used, but it was like a full like stone that's actually been like carved and then sanded, and then there'd be sometimes like ornate like tops on them, and it's like these ones are so old that they would actually be passed on from like generation to generation, and if there was like an imperfection, like say like you're hitting something and like it chips, like you'd actually go back down to it and then sand it down, because it's still usable, like just because it has an imperfection it can be just smoothed out and then work together again. And then so like things like that I wouldn't have known, and being able to convey that where we can create community resources,
mm-hmm.
and have it just be, I don't know, more accessible.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's just so cool.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Yeah, it's something about art that's always really fascinated me, and especially with, like, traditional artwork, is seeing, like, the evolution of, like, how we tell these stories and convey, like, art keeps track of history, art teaches, like, us about medicines is what yours is doing right now, which is amazing, and like getting those that traditional knowledge back. How have you seen art evolve in a way that you think is keeping like stories alive and keeping them going, I guess is the question I was looking for.
I think it's being kept like revitalizing different stories is what it is. So there's different tellings of the same story, but like when it's conveyed in different artists' perspectives, it can shine more emphasis on different like different areas. So widely known one would be like the Raven and the Sun, and that's been conveyed through different storytellings where you're able to like see it from another perspective, and But one artist or just any individual doesn't even need to be like actively telling themselves that they're an artist, because honestly, I think everybody is. But like, that's just my my interpretation. So everyone has their own creative gifts. And when an artist paints or sketches or creates something behind a story, that's what they visualized in their head when they were told that story. So it comes down to just like a verbal history, and it being conveyed through art is just another way that it's solidifying its reality.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah. I was just like, I see so much, and then I was like, huh. Just that sound. Have you faced any criticism for your art and like your art style? Because I know, not through experience, but through hearing some people's stories, that some people's artwork has not been validated as much as others, just due to the medium that they use to be able to do that art. But I mean, I've heard stories of people trying to explain that, like, if the ancestors had had tools like this previously, like, they would have used it. Like, if they had chainsaws and things to be able to make story poles, they would have used it. Like, I was just wondering if, like, you've seen any, like, had any backlash, or had anyone tell you that you shouldn't be doing things the way that you're doing?
Oh, no. I've been very, very grateful for, like, the support that I've had, and just being a contemporary artist and not having, like, a soul, teacher, I guess is like a mentor or whatever to go to. A lot of it was just like self-research and like self-taught, and actively going to knowledge keepers for additional knowledge to convey that. To be fair, I don't think that's restricting at all. I think if you're going to be using like modern technology or different tools to create what you want to create, like, it shouldn't be restricting. Like, if something comes to you like creatively and it's not hurting anybody or hurting yourself in any way, like, you should be able to move forward and be able to create what needs to be created.
Yeah, definitely.
That comes from a place where I do digital artwork. So just to clarify, I am a digital artist, so it's easier for me to share my artwork with other people, just because it is through like an iPad and like Apple Pen, and I'm able to convert it to like a PDF to share it off with other people. Or the program I use is Procreate, and it does a little time lapse, and I'm able to share that with other people to be like, oh, this is how it's like my type of artwork is kind of fleshed out from like sketch to like final product and that sort of a thing. So it also breaks down a lot of areas that come along with it.
Yeah
definitely.
Oh my god, I love watching your time lapses on YouTube. They're so great. I'm always like, how does your brain work like that? I can't get my hand to do that. Yeah. Like, yeah. You have a beautiful mind.
Aw.
Thank you. Thank you. It takes one to know one.
So much love in this house.
Wow. I have a question. What would your advice be to like younger Indigenous artists that are looking to expand their skills or build their confidence?
Just go for it. Like, yeah, that's the only way I can really explain it. Just try to pick up anything and everything. Try out something that that might have been too difficult for you, or like what you think is too difficult for yourself, and be able to challenge that. Like, my artwork hasn't always looked like this. My style has changed every time I create something. Have you seen it from the beginning of this month to now? It's different. Like, you learn so many tips and tricks. You're like, if all you have is like a piece of paper and like a pen, just go at it, practice, see something. Your inspirations are going to change. You're going to find muses. You're going to have storytelling conveyed through your artwork. Sometimes it doesn't even need to have a story. It could just be something you really like, and you're like, you know what? That's a really nice leaf. And honestly, that's enough. And just being able to share that with other people. And sometimes you don't even need to share that with other people. That's just enough for your own personal growth and reflection to see how much work you've put into something, and being able to see it come to life on a piece of paper and reflect something that was in your mind and put it into the physical world.
Yeah.
Art, man, is wild.
Art is wild.
It's crazy out here.
And I mean, most, like, depending on how you look at things, most things can be considered art.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
We're moving away from interview questions to just discussion piece now.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm okay with that, too.
Yeah.
One, just a big hi, Chikasim, to you, Jessica, for coming or sitting and joining us today on the couch to talk about your artwork and your journey and what that's been like. But yeah, are you willing to stick around for our discussion?
I can kick it.
All right.
Excellent.
I just wanted to talk more a little bit about like just art in general and like how I've seen it evolved, because like, I mean, originally when I was told about like Indigenous art, you're shown and like you envision a lot of like stuff that was done back in the day, like the baskets and stuff. Not saying that none of that happens anymore, because obviously very much does, but getting to see like poetry becoming a thing, and just in like what, especially for Indigenous people, like seeing that that evolve and what it's based around, and like a lot of it being about finding identity, cultural revitalization, language revitalization, just experiences that people have in like urban settings and on reserve and things. It's been beautiful to get exposed to new poetry in that fashion, but I've also really enjoyed, like, for me the biggest one for art and seeing like it change is like listening to Jeremy Dutcher for the first time.
Oh yeah.
And like getting to hear like traditional songs, but then having like that twist and having a change to it, so it's more modernized, so it's more, I wouldn't say accessible, but like it's something that, like, you, in, like, a certain setting, depending on where you're at, like, maybe listening to, like, drumming music is not necessarily a safe space to be able to listen to. Having it in that style, it makes it more, it helps break down that barrier of, like, me being able to listen to the music I would like to.
Yeah.
And hearing my language, but, like, knowing that, like, no one's gonna look at me and judge me for the music that I'm listening to based on, the instrumentals that goes with it, which is like an issue in itself, but I just really enjoy it, because then also it's just like it puts like a, it's just in such a new way that I would have never thought of hearing that music, and so I don't know, it like blew my mind and it like made my heart burst hearing it. So,
oh, definitely. Yes, I saw Jeremy Dutcher in concert.
No, I know. And then you hunted him down.
And I waited 3 hours at a bookstore in the village to meet him. I met Jeremy Dutcher at like 2 a.m. in downtown Toronto.
I love that for you.
With a crazed look in her eyes.
Yeah, honestly.
With a deep down in her heart.
Yes. And then he told me my tattoos are beautiful.
Aww.
I was like,
okay. That's so wholesome.
It was so lovely. Right. Yeah. No, but definitely like, he's wildly talented, and I think it's really like it demonstrates the innovation of Indigenous people, of the way we like, okay, this is how we conceptualize the world we live in now, like, how do we work within it with what knowledge and skills that we've always had, and how do we express them today with through the mediums that we are able to access, or like new ways that we feel like art can be expressed, which is really, it's really cool. And like also like taking, there's this like one painter on Instagram that my sister is like obsessed with, because he painted the Ovio.
Oh, that's right.
Right, but like tradish.
Yeah.
Holy doodle, like it, he's so talented, right? And I think it's so cool of like how like Indigenous people, how we can like pick up on hip-hop icons or like other famous folks and like integrate it with culture,
indigenize it.
Yes. Very much so. And I think it's absolutely fascinating.
My big inspo right now is your cousin, and her clothing and like her putting sealskin on everything.
Oh, I know.
I'm obsessed.
I know.
It is beautiful. And I think it's like just like being able to like put a touch of like culture and just like making Indigenous people more visual of, like, put beading on things, make wearing ribbon skirts out to things a regular, like, a normal piece of clothing to be able to wear out, like, bringing, like, traditional clothing, but with a modern twist, I think is a wonderful, like, fashion is just blows my mind, but, like,
absolutely,
I don't get it.
Yeah. I was like, I want to wear that. I want to wear that everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, makeup is another art form.
Definitely.
And, like, seeing how, like, oh, my God. My brain broke for a second. Cheekbone beauty.
Jen?
Yeah. Just the different lines that are coming out and, like, eyelashes being indigenized. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm here for it. And I just want the world to catch fire with indigenous art. In all its forms.
Word. I think it's really interesting. Well, when it comes back to the artist, I can't remember his name. The one that you play when you're studying.
Jeremy Dutcher.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, he's just really accessible, though, because it is on different platforms where it's, like, readily available and more people can just randomly pop up in their playlists for recommendations that, like, he will be there and being able to just, like, share that kind of knowledge too. So I really like that.
No, I mean, there's many artists from, like, there's, we listen to, we listen to a bunch of people.
We do.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, there's a list. I mean, rap. We got Snotty Nose Dress Kids.
Absolutely.
We're going to them later on in March, which I'm really excited about.
Yes, we are.
But just like, yeah, you got that. You got Tribe Called Red. Is it still called?
Lucy Nation, no.
Oh, I was like, no, they changed their name. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But just... seeing, like, just the different mediums that everyone's been accessing and developing to meet them where they want to be.
Yep.
Is just super cool. I think people need to try it out more. I think people shouldn't be discouraged from thinking that just because it's not something that people see yet doesn't mean they can't or won't. We just need... especially the youth getting into wanting to do art, just embrace it, being like, dude, like, just do whatever medium you want to do and whatever style you want to do, no matter what. It's that mindset of being like, just because it might not look like traditional indigenous artwork in whatever form, no matter what, if you're an indigenous person and you're doing it, it's indigenous art. Like, that's basically it. Like,
bottom line.
TikToks, whatever you want to do. Like, it's indigenous art. Like,
whatever kind of content creation you want
to
do.
Yeah. Well, it's just like this podcast in general, being able to share this across.
Yeah.
And then going on Instagram, sharing, like, photos of the work that you've done. It's creating representation in all different, like, medias. And if there isn't any in there, like, it's shining some light on yourself. Yeah. Being able to be that, taking up space. In areas that you don't see yourself in.
Definitely.
Well, I mean, that's why we started this podcast.
That's why we started the podcast.
We were like, we didn't hear any of our stories being, well, we did partially hear our stories, but it wasn't as common. But now, since we started doing this, I'm hearing more of it now, which is really cool. I'm not saying we influenced it, but like, we're a part of that step that has occurred, right? That there's more people coming out about, especially like, people who are white passing or aren't strongly as like visually a minority or indigenous, and just like helping to break down that barrier of like pan-indigenism and how that looks and what it sounds like. And we're doing things, we're going places.
Yeah.
You know, just existential crisis, hardcore reflection, just bombard right quick. And I was like, oh yeah.
I think you can share the one story, one part of being up north.
What one is that one?
About you being like, I have something to tell you when you texted me.
Oh my goodness. They're going to hear this too. Okay, so when I was in Academy, I went to the museum, and the museum was super lovely, and I cried my way through the exhibit. And we'll talk about that more later. But then I started talking to the girl at the register. And I think her and I, like, broke the timeline.
just casually
breaking the dimensions. Because, like, her and I are just, like, the same person but in different fonts. Her name is Katie May. So, hi, Katie May.
Hi, Katie May.
Hi, baby May. her name is obviously Katie Mae, and then like my nickname is Katie, and then like obviously she's Inuk and like I'm Inuk, and like we have finger tattoos, but her finger tattoos are different than my finger tattoos, and then she did Katimovic and I did Katimovic, and then
do you know you have like multiple doppelgangers just everywhere?
I'm really concerned. The show Loki is playing out in real time and I don't know how I feel about that.
Just variants all over.
Yeah. And then I was buying these prints, for these folks I live with and also others to give as gifts. And then her and I were talking and she's like, I'm gonna start a podcast. And I was like, oh, that's so wonderful. You totally should. My best friend and I have a podcast. And she's like, what's your podcast? And I was like, Spilling Labrador Tea Under Cedar Trees. And she goes, oh my God. And I was like, oh my God, you listen to us? And she's like, I subscribe to you guys. And I was like, holy. And she was just like, my friend also loves you guys. The one that you're buying all the prints from. And I was like, oh my goodness. And I was like, well, you can tell your friend that teacher Madeline is going to lose her mind when I tell her.
I was so touched.
Right?
I am a huge self-doubter as much as these folks like to yell at me about it. And I know that we've made waves in the podcast world a little bit in the sense that we do have a decent following and like people do enjoy our podcast episodes, even though we're just talking nonsense most of the time.
Absolutely.
Just like now. But I was, it just warmed my heart to know that like we've reached that far and that like people we didn't force to listen to it are willingly listening to us. I'm so sorry, Jessica. But, like, it's just, I want other people to find that inspiring for them to be able to, like, try their stuff. And, like, we literally started this out as, like, just you being, like, we should do a podcast after we just, like, would sit in our apartment in the dark and just have conversations.
Yeah.
And you're like, I think people would enjoy our conversations. And I was like, all right, let's try it. And then, yeah, I mean, we've done a handful of episodes and people have really enjoyed them. And I mean, you don't have to have a huge following or like do outrageously amazing things to be able to inspire and touch other people. So like, I want everyone to know that like, do what inspires you and you will inspire others.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But also shout out to those girls.
Yeah.
Great. So exciting.
So precious.
Katie Mae, you do your podcast.
Yeah.
I will follow you. I will subscribe.
Right?
Tina and I will listen.
Yeah.
Shout out to Petunia.
Right? But
yeah, no. No, art's just like it's not always an accessible medium, but like, if you look at it from the perspective of being like, anything could be considered art,
mm-hmm.
it opens up so many possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the world is an interesting place right now in the sense that like you can make a living or at least
mm-hmm.
make your passions something that's very important for your life, like to go forward. Like you can, I mean, people are willing to buy stories. People are here to buy jewelry, makeup, like people will hire you to talk. Like there's so many opportunities. Everyone loves art in, like, the many different platforms of, like, paint or clay. Like, yeah, it's just, it's something that, like, it's always been a part of all, like, everyone's lives and, like, society, cultures. Mm-hmm. Like, art's always been there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just much more acknowledged now than maybe it used to be.
Because,
mm-hmm. I mean, people used to diss people who did art and were, like, don't marry that person.
Yeah.
They're an artist.
What do you mean starving artist isn't still relevant today?
I mean, starving artists are definitely still a thing, unfortunately.
Phil's character.
But at least now, like, there's more opportunity in some sense for people to be successful. And
more opportunities for people to invest in Indigenous art.
Yeah.
And also thinking, too, of, like, art as a baseline of our economies prior to contact,
mm-hmm.
right? And, like, this would be something very desirable, like, what would we trade for?
Yeah.
And so it's very much natural
right.
for folks to be artists and have it as their form of livelihood.
Mm-hmm. Let's bring bartering back.
Yeah.
I feel like Yeah, I could do that.
I'm down for doing trade.
Bet.
Yeah.
Actually, no, we've done that already.
Down with
tattoo
the
artwork for Starbucks.
Cards. Haircuts for Starbucks cards.
Yeah. See, you gotta do it in your own way.
Yeah,
you gotta do what works for you in the barter system.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like getting food and then hanging out in the podcast. Same thing.
That's how we're paying you. I'm kidding.
I was like, damn, I was just really happy about the tea.
Cup of tea
is on
you, guys. Cup of tea and the breakfast sandwich I bought you this morning.
Wait, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. All right.
I don't feel like we don't really need to tell a story today because, like...
We told enough stories?
We told so many stories. And, like, in a really good way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you want to share... what your favorite thing to draw is, or your favorite story.
Spoiler alert, it's flowers.
What's your favorite kind of art?
Oh, no.
It's not necessarily that you do, but maybe something that you like. I know, that's the worst question
you can ask somebody, what's your favorite type of art? And I was just like...
And you're like, so many.
Or like, the stuff that makes my heart do the thing.
You know what? That's beautiful.
Yeah. When I get a feeling. I love art that gives me a feeling.
The ice ball. Stop.
What does ice swallowing mean?
Asking the class.
don't at me right now.
We're asking you.
Yeah, no. We're asking you.
Oh, no.
Happy feeling in my heart. A loose translation to ice swallowing.
Just very loose. Big vibes.
The flowers?
Flowers.
Flowers are beautiful.
I really love doing individual petals.
Mm.
And learning about the flowers themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Can hit it with from like a really good like a tea mix and then just be able to draw inspiration from that. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
That's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah. Is it awesome?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Nice. Love to see it.
Well, all in again for being here today.
So many hajkas.
So many kuyamis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All of them.
All of them.
We're gonna make sure that there's a link to Jessica's art page,
mm-hmm.
On our Insta.
Mm-hmm.
So, feel free to hit up her Instagram page.
She sells prints.
Yeah, I was like, she sells prints. You can also potentially DM her to, if you have like a specific thing that you would love for her to draw, she'll give you a price for that. We're just pimping you out here.
Yeah, just so casual. And I'm just like, damn, you guys know my repertoire pretty well.
Double as business manager.
Yes. I wear so many hats. But we'll make sure there's a link for Jess's Insta page. That way, if you're interested, if you're comfortable, I guess, wanting to chat mm-hmm. as well. I'm just speaking for you now.
Yeah, it's okay.
We encourage you to hit her up, especially if you have art questions.
Mm-hmm.
She's a wonderful teacher. She's an inspiration to all.
Definitely. And if you are an artist and you want to come on the show to talk about your art and what inspires you, and also for the free advertisement for your artwork, hit us up too.
Yeah, I mean, we're more than happy to, if people want to hear more episodes about specific art forms, I'm down to chat about it. I would love to learn more about different art forms and how people navigated that.
Mm-hmm. What inspires them. And
yeah.
Let's just chat.
Let's chat. Let's talk.
Yeah.
Spill the tea.
Exactly. We're spilling the tea. So thank you so much for everybody today for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. Subscribe to us on all major platforms.
Yes. We are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
Google Podcasts, Pocket Podcasts.
Just like all the podcasts.
Anything that says podcast on it, I think we're on it.
Yeah. and you can find us on Instagram at @SpillinLabradorTea_Cedar Trees. And then our individual Instagrams are also attached to that if you, for some reason, want to follow our individual pages.
Madeline's is @MadsBegin and mine is @Kate.Adams_.
Yeah.
And then Jessica's is @IndigiSeed, which is on a link on our current Instagram story now.
Right now.
Right now.
I mean, it'd probably be gone by the time you guys hear this. We'll make sure we put it on a post, though.
Yes.
All right. Willalio for everyone for joining us. And we'll see you later.
See you later.
Bye.